How Achilles Avenged the Death of Patroclus. The Trojans were now safe in the city, refreshing themselves after all their toil. Hector alone remained outside the walls, standing in front of the gates of the city. But all the while Achilles was fiercely pursuing Apollo, until at last the god turned and spoke to him. "Why dost thou pursue me, swift-footed Achilles? Hast thou not yet discovered that I am a god, and all thy fury is in vain?" In great wrath Achilles answered him, "Thou hast done me wrong in drawing me away from the city, great archer. Had I the power, thou wouldst pay dearly for this cheat." Then Achilles turned and rushed toward the city. Priam spied him from the wall, and cried to his son, and urged him to come within the walls. When Achilles approached, brandishing his great spear, Hector trembled and dared not stay. Fast he fled from the gates, and fast Achilles pursued him. Past the watchtower they ran, past the wind-blown fig tree, along the wagon road which went about the walls. On they ran, one flying, the other pursuing. Thrice they ran around the city, and all the gods looked on from their home on Mount Olympus. But Apollo helped Hector, or he could not have held out against Achilles, who was swiftest of foot among the sons of men. On Mount Olympus, Zeus called the gods to a council, and he held out the great balance of doom. In one scale he put the fate of Achilles, and in the other the fate of Hector. And lo, the scale of Hector sank down to the realms of death. Achilles now drew near to Hector and threw his spear, but Hector saw it coming and avoided it, crouching on the ground so that it flew above his head and fixed itself in the earth. Athena snatched it and gave it back to Achilles, but Hector did not see it. "You have missed your aim, great Achilles," said Hector. "You shall not drive your steel into my back, but here into my breast, if the gods will it so. But now look out for my spear,